we go. Okay. All right. So it's from the Talmid Chaim, Chaim HaKohen, Zecher Tzadik, okay. So this is like this, Parshas Nasa. So in this week's Parsha, we have the Birchas Kohanim. So Parsha Zochal L'Achar Chagashvua. So it's not a coincidence that this Parsha always comes after the holiday of Shavuos, Matan Torah, and this is when we receive the Torah. So ki yadua yesh kesher haduk bein parshiyos hashavua bein ha-moadim kedivrei hashlach hakadosh. So we know that there's a very deep connection between the holidays and the parsha that we read at that time, as we see in the Shlach. V'kach parshas nasa mushbas ma'od mihanesia mehaitalut v'shel v'asar etchem al kanfei Hashem v'avia etchem elai. And we see this idea that parshas nasa was very much impacted. This idea. But you see that there's this idea of Naso et Rosh is the elevation, and that is basically tied to this idea that Hashem elevates us and takes us to Himself, as we see that's stated as an intro to the Aseres Adibros and to the revelation. Hashem is Baruch Nisanu Elav B'Mamad Har Sinai. God raised us up to Him at the revelation of Sinai, with Parshas Naso, and it's an outgrowth. You see this as an outgrowth of this as well. Shefarav Shabracha Meir Parsha Zer. So we see the tremendous amount of blessing that comes out in this parsha. So we know that this is the longest parsha in the Torah. It has 176 pesukim, and that also the corresponding midrashim and the zohar on this parsha are also the longest in the Torah. Parsha zugam mushbas Torah mukach. Mikoach, sorry, Mikoach harat haTorah shehitzchadsha al nishmas Yisrael. And so he's basically saying that all this, like, expansion, in a sense, that's coming out from this is connected to what we experienced on the holiday of Shavuos. Hidromos el yonazo b'mamad har Sinai hi hashorish lebracha hamaruba hametziva parashasu berchas kohanim yisashem panavelecha. And so too that there's it's very much the idea of the blessing that we get at the Birchas Kohanim is very much also tied to what we experienced at Mamre Har Sinai at the revelation. So this idea of Yisar Hashem Panav Elecha, this idea of Hitnasud Naso, all this idea of being raised up is very much connected to the Mamre Har Sinai, to the experience of the revelation. So Birchas Kohanim hi achen tam nosaf l'shefa hagadol shel parsha zeh. So too, the idea that the Birchas Kohanim is included in this is an additional thing for the incredible, let's say, Shefa Hagadol Shel Parshas Zeh, this incredible flow of blessing. Shefa Shemitbatein Barichos HaParsha Torah, HaParsha B'Torah, B'Midrash B'Zohar. So the idea that we have such a long Parsha and the Midrashim and the Zohar that correspond to that is an expression of expansion of blessing, right? So that's more that we're given, like that the abundance that's coming through. So to Birchas Kohanim, he shorish kol habrachos v'hashbos habos milamala. And so to the Birchas Kohanim that we have in this week's parasha is really the source, it's the root of all the blessing that comes to us from above. Baruch Hashem parasha zu mele'ah v'ya'er Hashem panav elecha. Bimaor shel Torah v'bracha ruchnit, or shel Torah hamitbatei b'midrashim rabim, ba'adra rabba kedisha, hamatzoi ba'zora parshas naso, v'bocha chukim kol hayisodos ha'alyonos shel pnimius haTorah. So he says, thank God that this parsha is filled with this idea of God enlightening His eyes, I mean, enlightening His face towards us. And it's expressed through this idea that we see the Torah, the abundance of the Torah and the spirituality that's expressed here with all this additional midrashim and the Zohar, right? So the fact that you have all this a plethora of or like such a tremendous amount of Torah teachings that are coming here, that's an expression of Yair Hashem Panav Elecha, like this idea that Hashem is revealing Himself to us. And Pirchas Kohanim memalat et Yisrael b'shefa shel tov Elokei Elyon v'zo matana tova shenatan HaKadosh Baruch Hu leKohanim levarech et Yisrael. And so to the blessing of the Kohanim, it fills the Jewish people with the flow of goodness from Hashem. And this is the gift that Hashem gave to the Kohanim to be able to bless the Bnei Yisrael. Inyanim rabim mitukim mitzuyim b'sod birchas kohanim. So and he said there are tremendous amounts of very sweet ideas of secrets that are in the birchas kohanim. And so now we'll try to understand. Now sebechaste Hashem litbonim behemah, to think about these and to consider them a bit. Al pi hamidrashim, using the midrashim nazor haparshanim shedibru shediburo nisgavot bebrachazur. Gracious the Barenu and Asel had been named both in Kali, the Mohut Birchas Kakohan and Blacham McCain, Nigash the Prati Abraham at Medine, Mashmutam the Hapnimius. So he's going to say basically, we're going to try to understand first the overall idea of Birchas Kohanim, and then we're going to go into some of the details of the blessings, and then so also, you know, some of the deeper ideas that are there. Okay, so now says that Lamasa Enzo Hapam Harishona Shanu Nifgashim and Berchas Kohanim. So the truth is that Parshas Naso is not the first time that we experienced the Berchas Kohanim. Brachazu Bar Huskar of Parshas Shmini. So we actually had it at the consecration on the eighth day in Parshas Shmini. So on the Biyom HaShmini, Ayom HaGadol V'Hakadosh, Yom Chanukah HaMishkan, when we the dedication of the Mishkan, L'Acher Kol Sidrei HaAvodah Shel Aaron HaKohen, K'sheyasiyam Et Kol Ma'aseh, after Aaron did all the different karbanos on that day, it says, V'Yisa Aaron Es Yadav El Ha'am, V'Yivarchim, V'Yirid Me'aso Sachatas V'Alav V'Hashlamim. It says that Aaron raised his hands and he blessed the Yisrael. V'Yavo Moshe V'Yaron Elo Moed, V'Yitzu V'Yivarchu Et Ha'am, V'Yirach Kvod Hashem El Kolam. So it says that Moshe and Aaron went and they blessed the Jewish people. So we know that what the eighth day of the process was the that of the Chanukah Samishkan. And everything that went on was geared towards, like, it was like the goal, the apex of coming out of Egypt and the revelation at Har Sinai, again, the Torah, was to lead us to this moment of the Mishkan being set up and finalized and being put into service. Because that was the day that we now had the presence of Hashem amongst the Jewish people. Tachlis Brias Kol Ha'olamos Kulam, and the purpose of all of creation, Alohi Hashras Hashkina B'Kerav Yisrael, is to have God's presence amongst the Jewish people. Hushlam Abiyom Adirzeh, and that was on the eighth day. Shiva Yamim Hechen Aaron Es Atzmo Diyam Kagadolse. Aaron prepared himself for 7 days for this eighth day. Moshe Rabbeinu Bana at Hamishkan Memeshach Shiva Tayyam Halalu. Moshe put up and put down the Mishkan through those 7 days. Kikahena the cross Atzmo Shal Yom Hashmini, and all for the purpose of getting us to the eighth day. So then Le'achar Mikan Nigash Aaron Ela Havodah Shal Hayom Hashmini. So then Aaron comes on the eighth day. Shakol kula no'ada la'achin et Yisrael v'et ha'olamos kula el ha'or ha'loki ha'alyon sh'ati l'itgalot b'yom zeh. And so here we see that this is all preparation to get us to be able to experience the great light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's going to eventually be revealed. So now. So therefore, l'achach. So everything's been completed. So like, what's that final thing that he's getting at? He's like, after all of this and all this preparation, what's that final thing? That's the blessing. So the culmination of all of this is Aaron coming out there and blessing the Jewish people. La'achar mikan hitzarif elav Moshe Rabbeinu. Then Moshe comes and joins him. Sha'af hu haya kohen gadol. Moshe had the status of kohen gadol at that time. Kedivrei HaGemara. V'yachad birchu et ha'am birchas kohanim. And they did it together, Moshe and Aaron. V'yetzu v'yibarchu et ha'am. V'az miyav achar brachos elu hegia hasha'a niftichu ha'shamayim v'shefa adir shal hashchina hitgala al Yisrael. And what happens? So, like, if you read the psukim, what he's saying is basically, so here you have everything, the whole purpose of coming out of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, and then going to Mount Sinai to get the revelation, is to get to the place of having a Mishkan where God's going to reside amongst us. And then what happens? He does all this work, 7 days of preparation, and then comes and blesses the Jewish people. And at that time, the reaction or the totza'ah, the outgrowth of this blessing, is God's being with us. So it was, that is what that hit galuch kinal yona. We have this revelation of God's presence. That God had this desire to dwell amongst his people below, and this is what's happening. So Romanu, that the ultimate purpose, Hashras Shechina b'Kerav Yisrael, is that God's presence should be dwell amongst the Jewish people. Nasis mikach berachas kohanim, it comes through the blessing of the kohanim. Berachas Aaron hakohen asher nasa et kapav al ha'am v'yibarchem. Mikan yicholan anu lahavin shesod gadol mi'od ganuz b'berachas kohanim. Meptechot shel kedusha al ha'yona matzuyot b'berachazim. So that basically we see from this, we have, there's this tremendous thing that we need to understand, that within here, within this blessing, you have this amazing, these deep ideas that are the keys for Kedusha to be found, and that are found in these blessings. Because we see that the outgrowth of this is God's dwelling amongst us. Come over Parsha Shmini, Kaka Amr Parsha Tenu. So just like we saw in Parsha Shmini, that Aaron blessed the Jewish people at the end, the culmination of that dedication service, Kaka Amr Parsha Tenu, Birchas Kohanim Mofia Bismichus L'Chanukas HaMishkan V'Mizbeach. So too, in this Parsha, in Parshas Noso, we see that Birchas Kohanim comes as connected to the Chanukas HaMishkan V'Mizbeach. Because what do we have? We have, after the Birchas Kohanim, we have the Nesiim bringing their Karbanos, right? So we have those 12 repeated, literally, you know, word for word, the 12 different Karbanos of the Nesiim each day. So that what comes first is Birchas Kohanim, and then the Nesiim bringing their Karbanos, the Maisa, Ein Muktam and Mucha Batara. And we know that there's no necessarily chronological order per se, but Parshatinu Mamshich Ledaber Al Masha Haya B'Yom HaShmini. The truth is that we have this eighth day, the quote-unquote, the Yom HaShemini, is actually something that occurs multiple times in the Torah. It's not just in Parsha Shemini. But the idea of the Chanukah HaMizbeach, B'Yom HaShechoto, that is something that's described multiple times in the Torah. Habrocha Shebirach Aaron et Yisrael, mitpareshet b'parshotenu, ba'ofen mufurat. Kos Sebarchu et B'nei Yisrael, emor lehem. But here, when it comes to the bracha of Aaron for B'nei Yisrael, it says, so ko tibarchu et b'nei Yisrael emor lahem. So now, let's understand that. So ha'avoda shebirchas kohanim samudo le'inyan hamishkan v'hamizbeach. So yechola l'sayeh lanu lahavin et mahut birchas ha'kohanim. So one thing we have to understand is that this connection, the fact that they're near each other, is coming to tell us something about the essence of what birchas kohanim is about. Now, just as a side, so for myself, I went through a period of where, before I saw this piece, I said, you know what, when you get up there as a Kohen, you really, it shouldn't be that you should face the Aaron and then turn your back to the Aaron. It's probably not appropriate. So I always tried to like stand to the side, not necessarily to be front and center in front of the Aaron Kodesh, because of this idea that when you turn towards the people, you're going to have your back towards the Aaron Kodesh, and that's not proper cover. So that's what I thought. That was my premise. Here he's going to tell us something a little bit different. So he says like this: Yisod b'sharish birchas kohanim hu hashra shchina al Yisrael. First and foremost, the root of birchas kohanim is to be able to help bring the presence of Hashem to the Jewish people. Hashchina hi mekor habrachas kulam. The truth is, the presence, the dwelling of God, is really the essence of the blessings. And the truth is, the revelation, or the revelation of God's presence on the Jewish people, is really the root of our success, both in spiritual and in physical things. So Nimsa, Sheikar Mahut Habracha Hu Hamishkan Vamikdash. So the truth is, the essence of the blessing, like the root of it, is what the Mishkan and the Mikdash symbolize. Achein, HaKohanim HaKadoshim, Ovdim Beis HaMikdash. So that's why the Kohanim, they do their work in the Beis HaMikdash. Heim Anshe HaKodesh, Shamikdash Hu Beis Chayehim, V'Tafgidem Bolam. And that the place of, that they are, that the Kohanim are people that are holy, and there the place is to be in the Mikdash, and that's their purpose in this world. HaKohanim Anshe HaMikdash, the people of the Mikdash, Heim HaMavarach Mit Yisrael. And so it's the fact that they are the people of the Mikdash, they are the ones who bless Yisrael. Lamasa Birchas Kohanim Mamshichet Mikra HaKodesh HaKodesh Al Yisrael. So the truth is that the blessing of the Kohanim, it is a extension of this idea of the Kedusha. They bring the Kedusha to Yisrael. Or Shal HaMikdash, so the truth is, the light of the Mikdash is the really is the soul of what Berachas Kohanim is about. Mitokev kedushas hamikdash v'hashkina sherbo mitpashetet hakedusha al kol Yisrael. So from the sanctity of the Mikdash and the Shechina that's there, then we have this idea of the kedusha being brought to the Jewish people. Zesod Berachas Kohanim, and this is what the Berachas Kohanim is about. V'hamshichet or hamikdash l'chol atar v'atar. And so the point of the Berachas Kohanim is to actually take the light that resides in the mikdash and to spread it to all places. So anu motzim sheyesh havdel ben Berachas Kohanim shahayta b'toch hamikdash ben Berachas Kohanim b'gvulin mechutz hamikdash. And we know that there was a very big difference between the nature of the Berachas Kohanim that was in the temple, and to that was outside of the temple. Beis HaMikdash Haita Berachas Kohanim B'Shem HaMefurash. We know, practically speaking, that when the Kohanim blessed Berachas Kohanim in the Mikdash, they used God's name, the B'Shem HaMefurash, but Kalut Elyona B'Yota. And that's really like, it's really the highest level of revelation of God that can be. Lumat Zot, On the other side, mechutz the mikdash, berachas kohanim einena b'shem hamefurash al b'shem adnas, right? So whereas in outside of the Beis HaMikdash, we change and we use a different form of God's name. It's a lesser revelation of God. The chachmuva b'sifrei al parsha, hosav baruchu b'nei Yisrael mor lahem b'shem hamefurash. We know that when say the again within the mikdash, they use the explicit name of God. So the idea of put my name on them using the Shema Purush, again, within the Beis HaMikdash. But when it comes to being outside of the Beis HaMikdash, then he says you don't use the actual name, but rather like the idea of Adnas Adonai, which is master. Rav Yochanan Omer Harehu Omer B'chomakom Asher Azkirat Shemi Zeh Mikra Masuros B'chomakom Shani Nigla Alecha. So comes along and Rav Yonasan says that what it's saying is that where I am revealed to you, which is in the Beis HaMikdash, so that it's limited to the Beis HaMikdash of using my actual name. But here we see that it's limited to that place of the Beis HaMikdash to use the actual explicit name of God. So Sod HaInyan Hu, Sheirak Beis HaMikdash Haya HaOr HaLoki Bahuk. So we see that it's specifically in the Beis HaMikdash that the light of Hashem was so clear and so revealed and so tangible. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, Eina Or Mitkala Behikos Akedusha. So Ela Ganuz Bimit Pinyut. So it's rather, it's actually hidden. Mamad Hanistar. Where it's something that is as in a state of being not completely revealed, or it's in a more internal and concealed state. So therefore, Beis HaMikdash Hu HaMakom Shebo Mitkale She'ein Od Mavada Hu Beis Hashem. So in the temple, in the Beis HaMikdash, where we have Hashem revealed, that it's clear that He's the only one. It's Hashem's house. Makom Shekula Malei Kvod Aloki. We have a place that's completely filled with the presence of Hashem. Kacha Mera Sifri, B'chol Makom Shani Nigla Lecha, Sham Tiyya Maskir Etshimi, Sarach Adab, Haskarat Hashem Einena Dabar Pasha. So the idea that God's name being mentioned, it's not a simple thing. Shasha Adam Yisrael Maskir Etshimo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu Gorim Let Galuso B'Mitziyah. So when we say God's name, we're causing that it should be revealed in a sense, in a real way. Zemasha Pasuk Melamdeno. This is what it's teaching us. Kol pam shetazkir shemi. So every time you say God's name, avoy lecha uberachticha. Haskart Hashem po'elet pu'ula mamashit shel hitgalut elokit. So he says now that the idea of when you said God's name, it actually causes to have a revelation of Hashem, an actual revelation. Therefore, asul adam laskir shmo shel kadosh baruch hu levatal. Therefore, we can't say God's name in vain. Shavah davar chamor mod. It's a very serious thing. The klal ha'davar hu. Shekidei laskir shmo shel kadosh baruch hu tzarach adam liot ro'i lekabel et habracha v'hashefa. So the general idea is that in order to say God's name, a person has to be ready to be able to receive the blessing and that flow. So with the explicit name of God, Omer Lanu HaMedrash, Rak B'Makom Shebo Anin Mitgaleh, Mutgar L'Haskir Et Shmi. So it's kind of like, it's an interesting thing. They go like, there's this like tied like one to the other type of relationship. So where you're allowed to, in a place that I'm, that I am revealed, that's where you can say my actual name. Shem Havoya Baruch Hu, or Adir V'Gadol, Ein HaMetzid Yechol L'Amo B'Tokef Oro, so Melo, Asur L'Haskir Shem Havoya Baruch Hu, Rakim Beis HaMikdash, V'Makom Shebo HaKadusha Mitgala B'Chol Tokfa, Efshar L'Haskir Shem Havoya Baruch Hu. So it's, by when we say God's name in an explicit way, we're revealing Him, but at the same time, it can only be the place that is really ra'oi, that is set up for that. So therefore, in this type of situation, because the place dictates the presence of God's being fully revealed, that's where you can say His name. Even though when we say His name, we're also in a sense being active participants in bringing His presence into the actual. So it's kind of an interesting thing, but Haba Hatai, we say, like, they're one and it's dependent on the other. So we see this idea of only saying the name in that place, because that's the place where he can be that so explicitly revealed. Okay, so now, Lumat Zot, Birchas Kohen and Bigvulin, Nasta B'Shem Adonis. We see that, so therefore, outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's the name of that we use for Hashem is going to be a step down. It's going to be in the Shem Adnus, Kiyadua, Shem Adnus, Mastir Ma'alim, Bikirbo, Shal, Shem Havoya Baruch Hu, Kasha, Bechol Makom, Shekasa Vayanu, Maskir Mit Shem Adnus. So if we see that when we see the spelling of God's name is Yud, the Hey, and the Vav, and the Hey, we actually pronounce it Adonai. So therefore, in that way, when we do that, we are actively showing, in a certain sense, the concealment of Hashem within that meaning, so that we're saying, here's the name that is Hashem and closest to His essence, Yud Kei Vav Kei. But at the same time, we never pronounce it that way. Rather, we say Adonai. Now, again, we've mentioned this in the past. This idea that the vowelization on the word is actually the vowelization of Adonai, right? So that's what we say, like Jehovah is not really the proper way to pronounce Hashem's Yud Kei Vav Kei name. That's really using the vowelization of Adonai on the Yud Kei Vav Kei. So too, like you could see sometimes where Yud Kei Vav Kei is kind of vowelization of Elohim with the segel, etc. So like, you know, it's clearly that's not how, you know, one would pronounce it if they wanted to say the Shem HaMefurash. Either way. But we see that when we are outside of Beis HaMikdash, we say Adonai, and that in itself is already an expression of expressing God's name in a concealed way. Kedivrei Gemara, Lo kshani nichtav ani nikra, nichtav havoya v'nikra b'adnos. Shem Adnos mitzamtzim et ha'or ha'eloki ha'alyom, u'megalato behetim liyicholet ha'kabbalah shel ha'metziyah. So then when we say the name Adonai, it's really a concealment of the light of God. Right, and that in a certain sense, it's saying this is as much as we can handle. So at the same time, it's funny. At the same time, it's also revealing that in the deepest way, in the deepest sense, even outside the Beis Hamikdash, Hashem is very much there. Achein, the Beis Hamikdash ha'or galoy l'kol. So in the Beis Hamikdash, where it's completely everything's open and revealed. But we have to know that it doesn't stop there. meaning doesn't stop it in the Beis Hamikdash. Hu mamshich lit pashe d'chol merchavei Eretz Yisrael. It actually goes and spreads out throughout the land. Elash hu ganos b'ma'amakim, but it's hidden in the depths. Hakohanim b'koach b'rchasam. So it comes along the Kohanim in the power of their blessing. Choshfim et mashe ganos b'ma'amakim. Right there, they're able to reveal that which is hidden. Ki yadua, hakonim heim sod komas ha-neshama u-be-kocham lachshov et ha-mamad ha-neshmati shebechol Eretz Yisrael. Nishmas Eretz Yisrael hi ha-mikdash va-neshama harei mitzuya bechol ha-guf kula. So in the kohanim of the power, in order to be able to show what the soul of Eretz Yisrael is, and the soul of Eretz Yisrael is the Beis HaMikdash, and the soul is really found throughout the entire body. So really, even though you have a place, the Beis HaMikdash, which has this concentrated, powerful revelation of the light of Hashem, it's a reflection of the entire body of Eretz Yisrael. So the Eretz Yisrael has within it what's reflected in its soul, which is the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Comes along the Kohanim, who are the Anshei HaMikdash. They are the Anshei Neshama HaPnimus. So they are the people of the soul. And they are therefore Megalim, Ma'orim Megalim et HaPnimus HaGenuza B'chol Makom U'Makom Be'eretz Yisrael. Bezot Mikoach Berchas Kohanim. They come and they reveal that which is in the deepest heart, hidden place of every place in Eretz Yisrael. And that's the power of the Berchas Kohanim. Shorash Ha'inen Hu, Shesod Berchas Kohanim Ba'al Legalot et HaPnimus. So in essence, what Birchas Kohanim is coming to do is to reveal that which is in the deepest place. B'sod Ya'er Hashem Pana Ve'lecha. And when we say, when it's said that Hashem will illuminate his face towards us, and he will raise us up, he will elevate us, right? Pana Ve'lecha. Ha'panim Heim Sod HaPnimius. The idea of the face is the idea of that which lays in the deepest place. B'nigad Lachor, as opposed to that which is the back, right? So when we say the back of something, that's not the essence. The essence is the face. So mataras birchas kohanim hi legalot et pnei Hashem. So the point of, the goal of birchas kohanim is to reveal the face of Hashem, which is legalot et hapnimis, is to be able to reveal that which is in the deepest hidden place. Et omek ha'ava v'het kashrus hapnimis shebein bnei Yisrael avim shushmaim. And the goal of the kohanim, the birchas kohanim, is to be able to show the depths of the love and the deep connection that has been between Bnei Israel and their Father in Heaven. Yadua, Shekedushas Yishalayim hi sod hapnimius. We know that the holiness, the sanctity of Jerusalem and Yishalayim is this idea of the deepest, the concealed depth of connection of what is like saying of kedusha, right? And Pnei Hashem is the face of Hashem. Shekein Yerushalayim nikreis b'Torah b'feirush Pnei Hashem ba'olatcha l'ros is Pnei Hashem l'kecha shosh p'mashonah. So we go to see the face of Hashem each 3 times a year. But the idea where to Yerushalayim, so that Yerushalayim is the Pnei Hashem, which is the Pnimius. So Shor Sha'inu Hanekuda Shanekuda Pnimius Shal Kedushas Yerushalayim v'Hamikdash Hi Makam Kadosh Hakadoshim. We know that the point of the deepest place of Kedushas Yerushalayim and the Mikdash is in the Holy of Holies. Makam Kodesh HaKadoshim Nimsu HaKruvim Shepneim Ish Alachim. And there we see that they have the Kruvim that face each other. HaKruvim Mevatim, they are an expression at HaKesher Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Am Yisrael. Those Kruvim, when they look at each other, that is an expression of the deep connection between Hashem and Yisrael. V'hu V'hayu Mechavnim Panim B'Panim B'Avo B'Chibur. And they face face to face with love and with connection. So called Mahut HaMikdash Hi Gili Sod HaPanim. So the idea of the Mikdash is this idea of the revealing of the face. Achibur HaNifla Panim B'Panim. The idea of the connection, this incredible connection of face to face. So Sod Yerushalayim Hu Efo HaPanim. Afo HaPanim. V'kach Sod Birchas Kohanim Ba L'chshov Et Or HaPanim. So the idea of the essence of Jerusalem is the place of Panim. Of facing, and so too the Birchas Kohanim Ba is an expression of the light of the Panim. Mimela Bar Shesod Birchas Kohanim Noan Legalot Et Kedushas Yerushalayim Shehi Sod Pnei Hashem. So that therefore, what's coming out of this is that the idea of the Birchas Kohanim is to be able to reveal the sanctity of Yerushalayim, which is the idea of Pnei Hashem. So sod inyan zeh nitan lomod me'ofen habracha. And so too, we see this in the way that the bracha is actually carried out. The Kohanim omdim, Pneim el Aron HaKodesh, their face is towards the Aron. V'la'achar mikan misdovavim u'mifanim et Pneim el Mol Yisrael. They turn their faces to face the Jewish people. Sod inyan zeh hu hamshacha sorapanim mimakom HaKodesh el Am Yisrael. So therefore, what he's saying is, the whole point is to take the light of the face from the place of holy and bring that to Am Yisrael. Aron HaKodesh mevate et Kedushas Yerushalayim. So when we have the Aron HaKodesh, it is symbolic, it is an expression of the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. V'asher Sefer HaTorah hu b'chinas Aron HaBris. And that the whole idea of the Sefer Torah in the Aron is similar to the Aron HaBris. K'shakonim omdim epneim al HaKodesh. So when the Kohanim are facing the Aron, they're connecting themselves to the face of Hashem, to the Kedushas HaMikdash, to the sanctity of the Mikdash. So therefore, they're facing the Aron Davka. So when they're standing, they're facing the Aron, they connect and they become one with the sanctity of the Mikdash, with the Aron HaBris. And then, what do? They turn him and so vim at Pneim al Mol HaYisrael. They turn to the Jewish people. The im sivuv zeh. With this turn, what are they doing? Is actively him mamshichin et haras papanim al kol ish Yisrael. They're taking this holiness and they're bringing it to the Jewish people. B'tchila mitalam heim letachedim Pnei Hashem. So they start first with raising themselves up and connecting with the face of Hashem, and then lacha shenasu. Shenasu ruuyim hine, and then once they become roi, hine heim heim ba'atzma mevatim et Pnei Hashem. They become the messengers. They become the expressions of Pnei Hashem. Va'asavat pneihem el mol Yisrael me'ira et ziv hapanim halyonos Pnei Hashem al kol Yisrael. So in a sense, they're acting as intermediaries. They're bringing, so to speak, the Pnei Hashem to the people. Kol od achare hakonim mofanim Yisrael ze mevatei et hamadrega hanochachit sheba adayin lo hitgalta hapnimius. So if at first, right, it's not, they're not on that level, right? They're still not there ready to be able to reveal. But when they turn their faces to the Jewish people, that's when they are bringing this out, this hidden aspect. Yerushalayim, Shanikra Pnei Hashem, V'la'achar Mikain, Heim Mamshichin Et Ha'or Hazel L'chol Yisrael, V'alotam B'chinas Achorayim, Me'achitzonis HaMastira Et HaPnimius, V'la'avim L'dargas HaPanim, L'dargas HaPnimius, Kedushas Yerushalayim, B'chinas HaPanim, Hagnuza B'pnimius Kol Yisrael, Ashriyam Shachachalo, Ashriyam Shashem Lokav. So what they're doing is, the Kohanim are first facing Yerushalayim, what is Pnei Hashem, the face of Hashem. They are connecting to that, and then in turn they turn and they bring that light to Yisrael, and they are right from where their backs to where they're not connecting to a place of where they can be able to bring that deepest connection to the people, and they're taking that kedusha of Yerushalayim, and which is the panim, and they're bringing that to, and which is also connected. And he says like this idea that this kedusha Yerushalayim, which is again the neshama of the entire land of Yisrael, of Eretz Yisrael. And it's all, you know, the idea of again, bringing us to this idea of connecting to the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now, Im Kain, so if so, HaKadosh Shebuchol Atar V'Atar Ba'im Lo Rer Et HaPnimius Et HaKesh HaPnimi Et Sod Yerushalayim Shanim Shebuchol Makom V'Makom B'Pnimius. So the job of a Kohen in any place that he is to be able to awaken the deepest place, this deep connection, this idea of what Yerushalayim is, that can be found in Shnimsa v'chol makom v'makom v'pnimius, and it's found everywhere in the deepest place. Mikan anu yachon l'mod davar gadol. So from this we can learn a great thing, big thing. Yadua she'shorosh kol brachos kolon hu berachas kohanim. So the source of all blessing is that of the berachas kohanim. V'mena bo'os ha'hatzlachos v'v'chnius v'begashus, and all of our success comes all of our success, both in the spiritual and the physical, comes from this blessing. Hashalom v'ashekhet, peace and tranquility, hanachas v'hasimchon, and joy, l'or ma'asher ra'inu ka'es, she'ikar inyan v'rachas kranim hu, gila kedushas ha'mikdash. So we see from this idea that the essence of, or the nature of Birchas Kohanim is to be able to reveal the sanctity of the Mikdash. So but the essence, or the source, let's say, of all of this blessing is the Beis HaMikdash. Bishas Birchas Kohanim mit arurot kol nishmos Yisrael umit romem ot lachush et ha-tohar v'aziv shem mehavcha me'umeir. And so that this idea, the time of the Birchas Kohanim, it awakens in all of the souls of Israel, and it elevates one to be able to sense the sanctity, and be able to illuminate that incredible power that's in the Beis HaMikdash. And then this deep connection to the Beis HaMikdash, it actually cleanses us. Mikol riv mishtama, mikol tzimtzum v'hagbala, umit barchim b'chol brachos. And it actually, what it does is it frees us from any type of limitation, and it then gives us this ability to receive and connect to the blessing. Kachi hamida, kishe Yehudi chai et hachibur l'beis hamikdash. So when a Jew lives with this connection to the Beis HaMikdash. And again, this idea of connecting to Hashem, to having Hashem dwelling with us, then we are filled with an incredible blessing. We have to be always connected to the Beis HaMikdash. A Jew cannot really be alive and really, again, a blessed life and one that is filled with light without this connection to the place, the source of life, which is the Makom HaKadosh. And we should know that it's not far from us. It's with us, and it's in every corner of the sanctity of the land of Israel, and which is revealed to anybody that's in Yerushalayim, who are pnimis hamitis shel kol Eretz Yisrael. The truth is that this is really at the you know, also in the deepest recesses of the land of Israel, and so we have to be connected to this. And so also, in a sense, he says, this also kind of explains why we have this minhag not to sing Birchas Kohanim, at least by the Ashkenaz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, except during the Yom Tovim. We know that while Birchas Kohanim is coming to bring out the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash that's hidden within Eretz Yisrael, the Mela b'chutz laretz, and so now when you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, lo shayich levarach birchas kohanim b'nei she'ein shum lachlucha shel kedusha b'tumas eretz ha'amim. But so when we're outside of Eretz Yisrael, we're missing that kedusha that doesn't exist in outside of Eretz Yisrael. Lo bechitzonis or lo bepnimis, rak Eretz Yisrael shesod apnimis shelah hu beis hamikdash niten levarach birchas kohanim. So it's that. So this explains at least why we have this difference of not doing Birchas Kohanim every day when we're outside of Eretz Yisrael. But in the future, it says that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim will actually expand to the Sharei Damesek, which is, so then when all of reality will be elevated and cleansed, Azai, spiritually cleansed, Azai titkaleh ha-pnimius ha-genuza b'toch ma'amakei ha-metziyat, v'kidush ha-shalem she-ka'es hi nisteret b'pnimius ha-kol Eretz Yisrael, titkaleh le'enei kol. So you're going to have a situation of where we're going to get to a point where you'll have the revelation that we're now seeing is only found in Eretz Yisrael as the neshama that's found in Yerushalayim, that will be revealed to everything. Outside the entire world. Efshar shalapichach, Ramzu chacham ad sheri damesek kedua, mekor Hashem Domestic who be eved avram ha'ivri, domestic Eliezer. The chamli mundunu shesoch mo who when they shedole mashke mitrosa shal rabo vahainu. Shesoch shame domestic mora shal aldilias mayim memamakim vahash kaya takol. Hakadusha hashagnuzo pnimis, kadusha as yushalayim atida liot ola umitkala bukhoz. Kimam meta home shen nidlim umashkim pne teva umla. So this idea, this imagery of Eliezer was the one who he was able to. He was dola, right? He pulled from the Torah of Avram, and that this is the idea of domestic. But what he's saying is, it's really like this imagery of like an overflow that's coming from the deepest place. So the deepest place of kedusha is Yerushalayim. In the future, in the times of Mashiach, it will spread throughout the entire world. And will be impact the entire world. So agav hadvarim roy litzayin sheinei yaduam inyan purim shemuvkaf in karn. So this is interesting. So now he's going to explain again with this idea that Yerushalayim is the center of kedusha. So then he has a very nice idea applying this to the difference of where we lane when it comes to purim. Right, we make a difference between the 14th of Adar and the 15th of Adar. So he says like this, the places that have a walled city, we read on the 15th, and then the unwalled cities on the 14th. L'chara davar zakasha. Halo yadua she'ikr sod perum v'kidusha su achdus Yisrael. Lech knos kol yudim. So one of the underlying themes is the idea of Jewish unity. So it's kind of strange to think that we would read the Megillah on different days. It's like, aren't we supposed to be unified here? So then why are we creating fragmentation? Right? You're actually empowering, you're letting Haman win. Ella. Shinei sod hadavrahu. Shabemes hagigas purim mishnei yamim nifradim hu matzav sheinenu mitukam. The truth is, this idea that we read on two different days is really an expression that things are not completely whole. That balatid lavo, but in the future, tit pashet yushalayim ad shari damesek. Basis kadesh kol eretz yisrael bekedushas yushalayim. Memela kol yisrael yichogu et chag purim yom tesvav. So that actually right now, in a certain sense, we're lacking, and that in the future, when things are fixed, that we'll actually have all of the Kedusha that's in Yerushalayim will be expressed throughout Eretz Yisrael. And so then everybody will read the same day on the 15th, which is like it's done in Yerushalayim. So yadua shekedusha Yerushalayim titpashet ad shari damesek dafka mikach nechias sarah shel Amalek. When is that going to be? When Amalek is wiped out. Shemastiret et hadgalut hakedusha b'olam. Because Amalek, what do? They're the ones who get in the way of allowing a true revelation of Hashem in this world. V'achin kolod yesh la Amalek achiz b'olam. So as long as Amalek has a power in this world, lo mitgalit kedusha Yerushalayim shebechol Eretz Yisrael. So then the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is not expressed, it's not found, it's not revealed throughout the land. So it's crazy. Here we are, we're celebrating Purim, and it's a victory over Amalek, but still, the fact of the matter is, Amalek still holds a power
yes.
over us. They still have this ability to create the separation or the inability to fully allow the revelation of Kedushas Yerushalayim, let's call it that, or Kedushas, or really the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the deepest way. Like we saw that the idea again of Hashem's name fully expressed in the Beis HaMikdash, but not on the outside. But this idea, so the Harosh, HaMetzias Adain, and Enemetukenes, Kedushas Yerushalayim, and Enemetgalit Mishlema. So there's still a lack in the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and its ability to be fully expressed outwardly. So, Kol Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Lo Higia L'Matzavo HaShalem L'Mitukan, Am Yisrael Einenu Yochel Lagia L'Ha'achdus HaShlema. So, it takes away from our ability as a people to be completely unified. Shekein Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Am Yisrael, Achas Mamashi. Because the idea of the sanctity of the land of Israel and the sanctity of Jewish people is really one and the same. So as long as we are not completely having this revelation, we're not completely unified. And so therefore it's expressed in the fact that we read on Purim two different days. B'nei zeh sod hakasov kiyam akeis ka l'chama l'hashem b'amalek b'hainim. Sheyad hu b'chinas yedalet, right? Kiyad, the yud, dalet, meaning on the 14th, the kiyad akeis ka, which is, right, which is, in a sense, he's saying is the yad is akeis ka, it covers, it conceals the yud hey, which is the 15th. Right, so that's beautiful, like play, like a classic Hasidic, like reading of a pasuk. But it's a beautiful, deep idea in the sense that the 14th of what it represents, the open cities, is covering the 15th, which is the idea of Tesva, Purim, the Mukafin of Yerushalayim, behind it. Shigam b'mekomas shechogim yudalid be'emes b'pnimis genuza b'chinas Tesva. The ones that celebrate on the 14th. The truth is that they have within a hidden it the power of the 15th, klomer, that the kedushas Yisraelim shemitzui b'chol makom eretz Yisrael, the 14th that celebrates has within it the sanctity. It has the neshama of the sanctity of Yisraelim that's found throughout eretz Yisrael. Ba'amalek huzeh shemastir ta kedusha hazot, and it's a malik that covers this up. And this idea that that's really like this idea of spread out, open cities. Really the idea of fragmentation and lack of unity. But when we get to the point where we actually eradicate Amalek and we completely destroy them, because then what's going to be revealed is Hashem's name Yudhei, which is the idea of the 15th, which is the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, v'timche legamrei b'chinas yidalet, shehi perm deprozim, v'sod gilek Kedusha Yerushalayim b'chol Eretz Yisrael m'kula. So this idea that we'll get to a place where Yerushalayim, its sanctity, and everything that it represents will be completely revealed and will cover not just itself, but will cover everything in Eretz Yisrael. And so it goes deeper that this is also is the idea of the difference between the letter Dal and the letter He. These two letters also, there's the very deep ideas of connected to the nature of the Jewish people. Klalos Nishmos Yisrael. Ella. Sha'oz Dal mitbatat et am Yisrael b'matzav ruchni yarud. When we talk about the letter Dalet vis-a-vis the Jewish people, that's an expression of us being in a lowly place. Shows Dalet, Sha'ot Dalet, the letter Dalet, he milashon dalut v'aniyut. It's coming from a place of lowliness and of being poor. But oshei mivatant et ha'am Yisrael kishehem b'mal'ot u'mebracha rabba. It's where we are, on the other hand, oshei, on a very elevated and blessed place. V'im came, yud Dalet yaches Yisrael kishehem b'dalas. So therefore, the 14th, is an expression of us in a low place. It's actually an expression of us being in a state of wholeness. Okay, so this idea of Kedushas Yerushalayim and the revelation of it is this idea of the full expression of the light of Hashem, the Shekhinah, right? That it should not be in a low place, but rather should be in a lofty and revealed place. Ad Shari Demesek. So this idea that what Yerushalayim represents will be completely revealed and will not be limited to just the place of Yerushalayim. So Ra'inu Shesod Birchas Kohen and Baal Lechshov et Kedushas Yerushalayim b'chol Eretz Yisrael. So now we go back to what we started with. Birchas Kohanim is coming to be this way of an expression of the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, and it should be spread out throughout the land of Israel. Shezeg Hamataras Hamelchama B'Amalek. Then this is also the goal of of the battle with Amalek. Nimsa Shebirchas Kohanim Kishur L'Milchamas Amalek. So we see there's also a connection between Birchas Kohanim and the battle with Amalek. Meaning, Davar Zeh Ganuz Baramuz Batar, and this is actually hidden and found in the Torah Shemesim L'Milchamas Amalek Shemoshe Rabbeinu Heirim Yadav L'Mala. Right, but going back to that first battle with Amalek, we see that Moshe raised his hand. V'hiyakasha Yarim Moshe Yado Gavigavar Yisrael. The raising of Moshe's hands in that story is really the foundation for what we do at Birchas Kohanim. And this is actually the first hint to Birchas Kohanim in the Torah. The idea of Moshe raising his hands above, he hamshachas ha'or ha'elyon asher mikaze mitgaleh ha'pinimius she'Yisrael v'nimcha ezar shalai. The raising of his hands is really bringing down the light of Hashem, and that reveals the deep holiness, I would say, of Yisrael, and through that destroys Amalek. Nesias kapei Moshe he shorish birchas kohanim, and that really is that raising of Moshe's hands is the same idea of what and is the yisod of what birchas kohanim is. And that this is the idea of raising the hands in order to bring down the blessing. What does this mean when it says that Moshe raised his hands, the Jewish people were prevailed, and the other way Amalek was? So it comes along from the Sefer Bar, we see that he's learning from there that Moshe's raising of his hands is the idea of Nesias Kapayim, of Birchas Kohanim. So we see that the idea of the blessing of the Kohanim is connected to that of Mikdash and Mishkan. So therefore, it's not a coincidence, but rather, where do we find this in the Torah? First, Beparshas Shemini, and then Beparshas Naso, Smuch and Beparshas Chanukas HaMishkan, right next to our consecration of the Mishkan, to teach us, L'horod lanu shekol mahot Birchas Kohanim, to tell us that the whole essence of the Birchas Kohanim, he, Hamshachas or HaKadosh, Sheba Mishkan L'chol Am Yisrael, is the idea of pulling that light of the Kedusha of the Mishkan and bring it to the Jewish people. We see the connection between the blessing and the place of the Mikdash. Hashem, right? Hashem will bless you from Sion and re'ei b'tov Yerushalayim. Mekor habracha hi b'makam hakodesh. Menu novim kol hanachalim shel hashef ha'loki l'chol ha'avaya kula. So we see this idea that the essence of the blessing is coming from that place of sanctity. So the idea of Birchas Kohanim is to be able to bring the flow of blessing into reality. It's really also, it's a continuum of the Kedushas HaMikdash Cholam Kula, the idea of bringing that Kedusha from the place of the Mikdash and bringing it out to the entire world. Shekena Mikdash Yisod Umakor Kol HaBrachas Kulam, because the idea of the Mikdash is it's really the base of all blessings. Kiach Anu Motzim Shegulat HaKoteret Shel Birchas Kohanim Hi HaShalom, and that the description of Birchas Kohanim is, or the thing that it's based on is Shalom, right? We say V'yaseinu Lecha Shalom. So V'anu Roim Shem Makor LeShalom Hu HaOz Hashem Oz Le'amo Yitein Hashem Yirechas Amo V'Shalom. So it starts Oz. We see that the basis of blessing of peace is Oz, right? Hashem gave Oz to us, and then He blesses us with Shalom. HaOz Hu HaMakor HaLoki Shemimenu Mitbarchem Kulam Birchas Shalom V'Shefa. So Oz is the source of God, right? Hashem Oz, He is Oz. He gives us Lamo Yitin, He gives it to us, which means He gives us His Shechina. And from there, Hashem blesses us with Shalom and with blessing. And where does this come from? Noah Elohim in Mikdashecha El Yisrael, who knows Saint Oz with Ta'atzumot La'am Baruch Elohim. So Ha'oz Hu Makom HaKodesh. So the Oz, when it says Hashem gives us His Oz, it's the place of the Mikdash, base of Mikdash, and mimenu yotzei es birchas shalom la'am Yisrael. So from that place comes the peace, comes the blessing from that place. So Hashem, in a sense, what is that place? That is the place of where Hashem concentrates his presence, and that becomes the place of the source of all blessing. And from there, the Kohanim take that, and they are, in a sense, the job of the Kohanim is to bring that to the Jewish people. Because ultimately, what is it all about? Is that Hashem wants to be connected to us, and that the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, are places of where Hashem dwells with us, connecting to us. And so too, this idea of all the blessing emanates and it comes and flows from there to the people. And so we see this idea of Makom HaMikdash, the idea of really what it's all about, the essence of all blessing, is our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that Hashem's presence is ultimately the bedrock, or the sod of all blessing, and our connection to Him, and that through this process of Berachas Kohanim, we tap into the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, bring it out into where it is in the deepest sense throughout all of Eretz Yisrael. But what it is that these places will have revealed presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that from there, that's the source of all of our blessing and all of our success as well. Now, in the next piece, which I didn't, maybe we'll do it next time, he talks about the idea that really, this all starts with Avram, the idea of blessing, Hayei Bracha, that our job as a people is to be the source of blessing for the entire world, that was what Avram was tasked with, Hayei Bracha, you'll be a source of blessing. And so this also connects, again, this idea that the Avos were the ones who connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? They're the ones who brought, they were Hein Hein HaMerkava, they brought Hashem into this world. And in that same way, the way we just learned, the Kedusha of God's presence that brought through from the Mesa Mikdash and from the Mishkan, from that, and then extended out through the blessing of the Kohanim, so too, that's kind of what the Avos were doing as well. Perhaps we'll do that next time around. All right.
Fascinating.
All right.
Do you feel different doing Birkat Kohanim in Israel as a Kohen?
Not even a question, yes.
Really?
Yeah. 100%, yes. Yeah. It's more often,
obviously.
Yeah, that for sure. Yeah. But you just, it's sometimes it's funny, like you feel it more when you're in the absence of, when you're connected, like, what's his name? I remember Shlomo Kabach said that a person, there's Kedusha and Tahara in Eretz Yisrael. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, you feel the Kedusha. You only feel the Tahara when you leave. Then you realize the absence of. Someone else said the idea that, when you're in Israel, like you feel the expanded, like just there's a certain expansion, that when you come outside, things are flat. It's not as expansive, but something that you have to kind of experience. Yeah. So definitely, there's something to this. This whole idea of turning, actually facing the Aron, and then turning you back to the Aron. I always thought, oh, that's a terrible thing. But now you see the way he's describing it. It's like, get right in front of the Aron and, connect to that, and then turn around and then be, convey that over. It's a very powerful exercise.
Do you have the kavana that you're also blessing yourself or blessing fellow Kohanim up there? Or are you just, know what I mean? Like, not at all?
No. It's just like, if I'm lucky, if I could just get, blessing the people properly, that's a good thing,
Right. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Travis.
Have a great Travis.
But what happens if there's someone in the shul that you don't want to bless?
That's a problem. You know that halachically, you're not allowed to duchen. If there's someone in the crowd that you don't get along with, you're not allowed to duchen.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Halacha l'maisa. Like if you go through the halachas of Berachos Kohanim, that comes up because it's predicated on shalom, right? Right? Or ava, right? It says, Asher kidushan b'kidushasar shalom. It's Yivarna l'vrechat amcha Yisrael, l'vrechat amcha Yisrael b'ahava, with love. But if you're not getting along with someone in that crowd, that's a problem.
So a Kohen cannot be a hothead.
No, Kohanim are hotheads. That's why the whole thing about the get by a Kohen is different. It has to, like, Well, it's also because once they, you know, if they ever get it, it's like it's there's no turning back, so to speak. But one of the things that they say is that they are technically hotheads. So yeah, but either way.
Okay.
But yes,
It's kind of a good stress.
we're supposed to be passionate. So yeah.
Okay, good to know. Okay, Scott, thank you.
All right. Take care, guys. Mazel tov, mazel tov.
Thank you.